Live.com. The show is Free Talk Live. You control the airwaves if you want at 800-259-9231. You can bring up a personal problem, a political issue, a rant you want to get off your chest. Got something you want to share with people, but nobody wants to listen to you. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in, again, about anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Manwich?
I've just got a story I want to read when it's time comes.
We will get to your story, but first we need to tell you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. We are doing our monthly voting drive. Now, we don't ask you for money. We're not going to sit here and withhold the show until we get a certain number of dollars or votes. No, we're looking just for your vote. And all you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com.
It's voting on the honor system.
Exactly. And we really appreciate it. We're number one in the world, thanks to people like you. Now, if you haven't actually done it yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you're driving around, listening to this on a podcast, or listening to this on one of our terrestrial radio stations, when you get home, you go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Because if Free Talk Live is number one, and we stay number one throughout the month, there's a real good chance we're going to get some national press out of it. And, of course, that just means more Free Talk Live for you in the future.
Yep.
Exactly.
And if you've already done it, get your friends and family to do it, please. Right. We need the extra votes.
Yeah, instant message some friends and tell them vote.freetalklive.com. Now, Manwich, where did you want to go?
I just have a funny little weird story that I thought you might find amusing.
Okay, well, hang on now. I just want to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. What is this funny story you have?
Well, Janet Hall, 29, one of the world's few female taxidermists. You know, it can only go downhill from here, right?
Now, we need to define taxidermist for people that don't know what that word is.
Really?
Because I know that it's a big word. It has the word tax in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would make me think, if I didn't know better, that she was an accountant.
Well, a taxidermist takes animals, generally animals that you've hunted and killed, mm-hmm. and stuffs them, and so they make those morbid, weird thing, like deer heads they stick on walls.
Right, when you go into your uncle's house and he's got the deer or the moose or whatever it is that he's got hanging on his wall, that was created by a taxidermist.
Yes.
And the process is called taxidermy.
Yes.
Okay.
So, anyway, Janet Hall, 29, one of the world's few female taxidermists, enjoyed a mainstream practice in Nevada. Elk heads, bear rugs, even some novelties like ear testicles. Until she recently...
You didn't make that up?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Until she recently decided to create sofa pillows with one side made of the actual fur of her clients' dogs and cats.
Dead dogs and cats.
But, yeah, I mean... Yeah.
She wouldn't kill them just...
No.
For the purpose of making a pillow.
No, this is a family pet.
After they pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Horses and cows were handled also for fees of $65 to $150. Can't be that hard.
Does that
right?
include the pillow?
I would have figured the stuffing, the batting, the whole deal. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's your pillow.
You've always got Fluffy right there on the couch.
I've always said that I'm going to have my cat, once he's dead, I'm going to have him stuffed like,
really?
You know, the way he lays all the time, on his back with his legs sticking in the air and his mouth wide open. Because he looks dead already.
And he's always like that, right?
I could just move him around the house. It would be just like having Senior Grouchy Pants still right. alive. Anyway. Her customers were
except
satisfied.
Without all the grouchiness.
Right. Less biting and annoying.
Right. Doesn't have to eat food anymore. I think it's a great idea.
And he goes through a lot of crunchy, dry cat food, let me tell you. As his 22-pound girth will testify.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, though her customers were satisfied, most people, Hall said, were happy that Fluffy was still on the couch. Hall said others considered her work sick.
I swear I didn't read that article when I envisioned the cat still being on the couch. I didn't no. read that. Okay, go ahead. People think she's sick.
Yeah.
I think taxidermy is a little odd.
It's a little sick, but right. I mean...
I understand it.
It's a free country.
Yeah, exactly. I understand it. There are people who are into hunting, etc., and this is their thing.
And people are weird about death, and you know, they love these animals. They want a portion of them still with
sure.
them. I mean, I can see it. I don't know whether I would really do this. I've always kidded about having my cat stuffed, but I doubt I would.
I don't think I would want to stuff the Studio Beast when she passes. And you can go see the Studio Beast on our website at freetalklive.com. But I don't know. Maybe a pillow wouldn't be so bad.
Maybe. Well, anyway, she got letters and she got deluged with hundreds of hate emails from all over the globe from people threatening to burn my house down.
Jeez.
Consequently, she is temporarily retired from her pillow work.
Now, is this after she gained some publicity for this?
Yes, she got some publicity.
What, did she get publicity on Fark.com or something like that?
I don't know where she got her publicity, but, you know, this is...
Because you would think that, I mean, you'd think that if she's getting it from all over the world, it's unlikely that she would have just gotten publicity from, you know, the local morning news or whatever, or the local disc jockeys.
Yeah.
It would have had to have made it to an international outlet of some sort.
Well, she was probably advertising it online, too, you know, ship your pet to me on dry ice and I'll send you back a pillow. It's disturbing.
A little weird.
Yeah, it's really yuck.
But people were threatening her with violence.
Yeah.
Why?
People
She's not hurting anyone.
People
She's not
funny.
Hurting... I mean, I could understand. Look, I can understand the animal activists and when they want to burn a company down for testing products on animals. I don't agree with it.
No.
But I understand the emotional connection there. These are animals. You shouldn't be testing things on them. Boo-hoo. But here, they're dead.
Yeah.
They're going to be... burned or put in the ground or whatever the hell you do with dead... what do they do with dead dogs? They burn them, right?
I mean,
most people don't bury their dog, do they?
Yeah, most people bury their
really?
Dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Most people do. I don't think they
actually go and
headstones.
Buy...
A... They don't put headstones on
right.
their dog. They don't put a casket there, but they just dig a hole and put the dog in it.
Huh.
That's what... You know, my mom's had a lot of show dogs.
What do the vets do? Because I know when my family dog died... My parents took her to the vet to have her put to sleep because she was like puking black bile up and stuff like that. It was over.
Sometimes.
It's been 14 years. It was done.
Yeah.
And so they put her to sleep, but I know they didn't take her home. So what do the vets do? They got to burn them.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't think
they don't throw them in the dumpster.
It costs money to cremate. I don't know. I can't answer.
That's a good question.
Because my mother has all her beloved pets cremated and put in little...
In the vase?
Well, they're more like little mausoleum, right. little marble boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And she has them right there with little plaques on them and the whole deal.
Right.
So...
Interesting. So there are options, I suppose.
There certainly are options.
I'm curious, though, now about what vets do.
Now, as far as sick goes, I'd say that there's an element of sick in this. You know, preserving the pelt of your beloved pet in the form of...
But if it's really soft and a nice coat?
Sure, you petted that pelt a long time.
Right.
But, I mean, one could take it a step farther and say, what if you kept your mom's head in a jar on the mantelpiece? You know, I mean, it's... It's a piece of the dead.
It's a connection. I
loved
think that,
one.
I think it's a connection that people have with animals that they don't have with mom. I mean, everybody loves their mom, but I don't think you love your mom in the same way that you love your dog or your cat.
You connect with
your mom on a you're my mom. I came from you kind of basis, or I lived with you for my whole life if you were adopted. But the animal is a more of a Well, a touchy thing. You don't go and touch your mom all the time, I suppose. You're not going to want to create a, you know, any sort of throw rug from her skin.
Most of your relationship with your mother exists in conversation.
Right.
You know? And whereas most of your relationship with your animal exists...
Hands-on.
...in your head or, you know, via stroking the animal.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd agree with you.
I can see the connection. It is a little weird. But I don't know. What I don't understand...
It's threatening her with violence.
Right. I totally support her freedom to do this business.
Mm-hmm.
She's got clients who are willing to pay, and she's willing to do the job. Everybody here is consensual. The only ones who aren't consensual are these people that are threatening her with violence. They're the ones that are the sick people. Leave this lady alone. She's not doing anything to you.
It's dead wrong.
She's not even doing anything to animals.
Right. The problem is that her business is, you know, I mean, they have to, as doing business, she has to have an address out there, and she has to have a telephone number out there, and, you know, the ones that are sick are the ones threatening to do her violence.
Hey,
we've got
a telephone number. It's 1-800-259-9231. If you've worked in a veterinary office, I want to know, what do you do with the dogs you put to sleep?
Yeah,
1-800-259-9231. Just curious. You can, of course, take over the show and bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, vote.freetalklive.com.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And you can, of course, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got archives there, which, of course, are free. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact. Absolutely free. There's no monthly fee or anything like that, and there's no fee for the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, or anything else that we feature at freetalklive.com. But we are asking you to vote. It only takes you less than a minute. We give you 13 hours of programming a week, and we ask you for 1 minute a month. To vote at vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote www.freetalklive.com.
It's so important to us because the media out there is jumping on this podcast wagon, mm-hmm. and the only way that they have to really research it is obviously online. It is, after all, podcasting. And the big site is podcastalley.com, so when they go and they look at the top 10 podcasts so they can do their story, the number one show needs to be Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. There's actually there are a few other great podcast sites, and as you're looking down our website at freetalklive.com, there's podcastpickle.com. We're the number one show there, but they only let you vote once per life. I mean, you can go and actually change your vote. There's like a 5-star rating system mm-hmm. there, so it's a totally different voting system. And then there's also podtower.com, which is also a monthly voting system, but they're kind of both of them are kind of the up and comers, if you will. Mm-hmm. Podcast Alley's there, they're at the top right now
currently, and you know, it's at this point it's any site's race.
Absolutely. It's definitely a competition. It's a brand new thing. I mean, as of half a year ago is when this thing started. So mm-hmm. a year ago today, there was no such thing as podcasting. Mm-hmm. And now you've got a radio station reported on this last week. When we first brought up podcasting, we kind of sidelined it on this show. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a podcast.
Yeah, we're a podcaster.
Now it's become much more important because there's a radio station in San Francisco that is changing their format to all podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show that is going to be going on at the XM satellite network, Sirius, that's going to be a 4-hour-long podcast show. So, I mean, it's certainly turning into a phenomenon. So we want your vote.
Well, not to mention the Sirius satellite radio also has
That's what I said, Sirius. I changed it. I said XM, then I corrected it to Sirius. So, yeah, there's a lot happening in the world of podcasting, so that's why we need to be number one. And we are right now, thanks to you. And if you have gone to vote.freetalklive.com, pat yourself on the back. We appreciate it. And then send the link to some friends via email or via instant message. Ask them to listen to the show, and then ask them to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And you know what you also need to do is visit our friends over at theflowerplace.com. Because, yes, you can vote once a month for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com, but there's only one month a year where Mother's Day happens.
Yeah, one day out of the year.
That's coming up
on May the 8th.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
That's very soon.
Getting soon, but you can still have it delivered if you go to, what's the website? I want to make sure I get it right.
It's theflowerplace.com.
Theflowerplace.com.
And the number for them is 1-866-355-0023. And the real key, important thing about theflowerplace.com is they're 24/7,
mm-hmm.
and they ship from and to 185 countries.
So if you haven't taken care of Mom's gift, now's what you've got to walk over to the computer and go.
What my question is, and it's not answered in our copy, so maybe you know it, Manwich, is could I call them on Saturday? If I'm the worst procrastinator in the world.
Yeah, you can, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you can call them on Saturday at 1-866-355-0023.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
At theflowerplace.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to charge me extra?
Nope.
That's amazing. They don't raise their prices for the holidays.
They don't raise their prices for the holidays. They don't raise their prices one day before the holidays.
Theflowerplace.com. There you go. All right. So we're doing some emails throughout the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to catch up on some of these. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And we actually heard from one of our Shriners. And you can see the Shrine of female listeners over at freetalklive.com from Sheila, one of our older Shriners, as a matter of fact. She says, "Hey, guys, caught your show this evening. You were talking about the Boston Tea Party, about being about a small tax." Man, which you and I were basically saying that...
That was earlier this evening, right?
Yeah, that's this evening. She's listening live.
Great.
That... We claimed that the Boston Tea Party was about a 1.5% tax on tea. That's why people rebelled. Well, she is saying that actually it was really about the banksters, English banksters, arranged for the law to be passed that the colonists had to pay the tax with only English pounds. So we were right about the tax,
mm-hmm.
but it was how it was to be paid. The law said you have to pay in pounds. Since they controlled, they being the British... since they controlled how much money flowed to the colonies, they could control the value of the English pound. The colonists were using their own money in order to have a functioning economy, which makes sense. So this was over the banksters trying to control the people through the control of money, not just over the 1% tax on tea.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the dumbing down of America is working because they change our history books, and most don't look any deeper into the subject than what is regurgitated into government indoctrination centers, also known as public schools. Sincerely, Truth Seeker Sheila.
So, I agree with her. I'm not guaranteeing that her facts are, and you know, that those are in fact verifiable facts.
Well, it's a claim via email, but it makes sense.
It does make some sense.
It sounds like something old King George would do. But you can all, but we're not going to take your money. You have to pay us in pounds. And so if there's, I mean, imagine it, man. Which imagine that you've got your greenbacks that mm-hmm. are circulating around, and everybody in town is using the U.S. dollar, the greenback.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, George W. Bush says, okay, I'm signing this bill, because he loves to sign bills. He signs every bill that comes in front of him. So he signs a new bill that says, from here on out, your tax bill must be paid in yen.
Well, I guess it would matter to me a great deal how much the yen to U.S. dollar ratio was at that point.
Right. But, I mean, regardless of the ratio, it just adds an extra step to the whole process. Mm-hmm. You have to go out, take your greenbacks, get them converted to yen, mm-hmm. and then go and pay the tax. I mean, that's just one more unnecessary step in the entire process. And so that's what she's saying that it was also about. It wasn't just the 1% tax, but the fact that it was in a totally separate foreign, if you will, currency. And so there were some of the these British pounds floating around the colonies, but probably nowhere near as many as the American dollars. And if the banks don't want to swap you out, I mean, if the banks have a limited amount and everybody's coming there to exchange money for the pounds, they're not obligated to do it for you. You can't go into a bank and demand that they
right.
change money for you.
Into drachma.
Right, and so if the bank doesn't want to change it for you, you're SOL, and then you owe them money, and they're going to come and kill you or something.
Do they still have drachma in U.S., or excuse me,
I don't
British
know what
pounds?
What
drachma
is
drachma? Greek.
Okay.
Lira, Italian.
Why? What do you ask?
I'm just wondering. The euro.
What does it matter?
The euro has replaced most of these things.
Right, I think so.
I'm just wondering.
I don't live in Europe. But if you do, we actually have listeners that do. 800-259-9231. We actually haven't heard from the Copenhagen guy.
We get calls from England all the time.
Exactly.
They can answer that whole English pound versus euro thing for us right now.
1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about spanking?
It's quite an offer. Thanks. Go ahead.
ABC News reporting, Tyler Wallach says it's out of faith and love that he spanks his children. He's one of a number of fundamentalist Christians who, in their literal interpretation of the Bible, regard corporal punishment as a religious and parental duty. In fact, he goes so far as to say that if you don't spank your kids, you don't believe in God's word. We'll get you the details coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, if you want to answer the question we're going to inevitably ask here is, should you spank your children? And are you or are you not a Christian if you do or don't? This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Out of sight, out of mind is dangerous advice when it comes to radiator hoses. After just 4 years of use, they're 100 times more likely to fail. When we come back, I'll tell you the signs. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. What you can't see can hurt you when it comes to radiator hoses. Hoses deteriorate due to chemical reactions between rubber and your car's fluids, like oil and coolant.
Heat, age, and pollution also take their toll, causing tiny cracks that split, blister, or leak. To identify a defective hose, look at it. Is it scuffed, swollen, cracked? Now touch. Is it soft, gooey, spongy? These are sure signs. But even if hoses look and feel okay, internal deterioration, hidden from view, may spell danger. Be on the safe side. Replace hoses every 4 years. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And man, with
the Tuesday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We do this show 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 Eastern, and the live Saturday show, which is from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern time in the evening. And they're all live. And they're all free at freetalklive.com via the archives and the live streaming and all the other great stuff that we have there. The bulletin board system, it's all free. And we do it for you every week, every 6 days a week.
13 hours a week.
All we ask that you do is once a month, you go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live to help us stay number one. Because right now, we're number one in the world at podcastalley.com, thanks to you.
But that lead could be slipping away at any time.
The number two show is within, I would say, within 20 votes.
That's striking distance.
Yeah, absolutely.
By anybody's estimation.
Yeah. They could put a big push in, and they could be number one before you know it. So if you have voted, thank you. Tell some friends. Send that link to them via your instant messenger, your email. Tell them to listen to the show. Tell them to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Of course, the regular listener website is freetalklive.com. Because vote.freetalklive.com does not take you to our website. It takes you to a special voting website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy, very simple. We're talking about spanking. And it's an issue that has come up before on Free Talk Live. And of course, it's highly contentious. I mean, different parents have different methods of disciplining their children. But this particular aspect of the spanking issue is a little bit, well, different. I've never actually seen it addressed this way. ABC News is exploring the difference between some Christians. There are certain Christians that are all for spanking, and then there's the other side of the coin where there are Christians that are not for spanking. Well, Tyler Wallach says that it's out of faith and love that he spanks his children, Trey and Drew, ages 10 and 4, respectfully. He says they only get spanked with a belt when they're dishonest or disrespectful. For justification, now on this show, we've had plenty of people say that on the air with us, oh, I would only use spanking in the last effort. And if it was the last thing that I could do, I would spank my kids. Well, this guy says he does it when they're dishonest and disrespectful. Now, that sounds like something that could happen somewhat often.
I think that parents need to have the freedom to be able to discipline their children in any manner they see fit.
For justification, Wallach points to the Old Testament, which he says in the book of Proverbs, quote, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." And so Tyler takes that to mean that the bottom line is, quote, "The bottom line is, people who do not think it's okay to paddle their children do not believe in God's word." That's what Tyler says.
Tyler's got a pretty simple view of things. And
of course he's simple. He spanks his kids.
This whole Proverbs thing is a compilation of wise sayings that were floating about at that time frame. Mm-hmm. If you believe that King Solomon said all that crap, you're a boob.
Wallach
knows, just had a good PR agent.
Wallach knows he and his wife's philosophy of parenting runs almost completely counter to what most child psychologists believe. You know, all those people that have done studies on spanking and parenting experts largely argue that spanking is bad for children. Do you think they're just doing this because they just believe that way? No, they've done actual scientific studies. Hard evidence shows that spanking teaches violence. Spanking lets kids know that violence is the way to solve problems.
Not quite ready to go with that.
Well, you're just not agreeing with what the studies say then, Manwich.
Thanks.
They recommend time out or taking away privileges. Encouraged by evangelical speakers and proliferating spanking websites. I gotta go find one of those. Many Christian parents ignore studies that say spanking teaches violence. Joey Salvati of New Kingston, Pennsylvania, is a carpenter who, get this, makes paddles and gives them away online. Well, he really wants to encourage people to beat their kids. He says spanking must never be done out of anger. You give them a swat or two. You give them a hug. You talk about it. It's over. It's done. It was an ad for one such device, a nylon whipping stick designed specifically to spank children, that provoked Susan Lawrence of Massachusetts, herself a Christian, to launch a web-based crusade to outlaw spanking. She says some evangelicals are wrongly relying on verses from the Old Testament with its wrathful God, when they should be looking to the gentle Jesus of the New Testament. So again, clarifying that there are two distinct styles of writing, right? There are two distinct partitions, if
you
will.
I think that she's failing to see that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God in the Old Testament is the same God as the New Testament.
It's not, is it? Because I've heard that there's like a vengeful God. I've heard this before, that the Old Testament God is real mean, and the newer one is kind of.
There's been a provision for forgiveness inside the New Testament, and the laws of Jesus' blood has caused it so the laws don't have to be obeyed. Mm-hmm. That's how this myth works. But it's the same God, and the Bible says so. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Now, she says that apparently at some point in the Bible, Jesus said children are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and you don't treat people like that like they're circus animals.
I think that, if we're talking about a child under the age of five, they don't quite, you can't just communicate with them on the yes, no, take away privileges thing. Mm-hmm. I think that you need to have in your bevy of parental freedoms.
Violence.
Spanking.
Violence.
Spanking.
It's violence, man, which you're contacting another person's body in a violent and forceful manner.
You sure couldn't
now,
defend
not,
it when Dr. Keith O'Neill called in.
Listen, I'm not with... I'm not with the woman as far as wanting to outlaw it. I have a tough time with that. Parents are going to be parents. They're going to spank their. Some of them are going to spank their kids, and some of them aren't.
You have to have that ability.
I just think that it's totally senseless beatings and
violence. Thanks for your opinion. Thank you for sharing.
The United Methodists issued a 2004 proclamation against all corporal punishment of children, as well as a number of Catholic dioceses have spoken out against it. But some say the rift is about more than corporal punishment. It's about interpretation of the Bible in the direction of Christianity itself. Many argue the Old Testament lays down plenty of laws that Christians no longer follow.
That's true.
Why don't we also keep slaves now? Stoning our daughters who may have gotten pregnant before marriage. All that
Thank
is
Thank goodness
the,
we don't do that.
All of that is in the Old Testament as well, said Al Crowell, director of the San Francisco-based advocacy group Christians for Nonviolent Parenting. None of that diminishes Wallach's belief, the beating guy, belief that corporal punishment is God's will. As proof that it works, he says he cannot remember the last time that he had to spank his children. Interesting. But they show him a picture of him here holding his belt out to his kid, like he's getting ready to beat him. I think it's sick, personally. I think it's unnecessary, and you always make the point that there's just these evil kids, right, Manwich? They're these kids that are born evil, and they're going to act out. And you have to spank them because there's no other way to control them, right? Is that the reason that we have spanking?
I think that, in fact, if you don't have it, have it as an option. And I'm not saying it should be your first option. I'm not saying that the kid gets out of line, you ought to give him a smack.
This guy thinks so. He thinks that as soon as the kids are disrespectful, they deserve a spanking. And
well,
he claims that...
I bet his kids aren't disrespectful either.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. That's what he's claiming. Yeah.
I bet you they value honesty and respect their parents.
I just think that I respect my parents and value honesty.
I think the
and
most
I wasn't
important
spanked
thing,
when I was a kid.
I think the most
and you were spanked, which is why you're defending it. Of
I think the most important thing about
because spankers always were spanked. I mean, not 99% of the time, people who spanked their kids were spanked as kids.
That's because almost everybody was spanked as a kid.
No, it's because it's the cycle of violence and it repeats itself. When you're abused, you tend to be an abuser later on in life.
I think the important thing is that you consistently is. About discipline is consistency. If you're consistent in your discipline, whatever it is.
We want to hear
fine.
From you. Do you think spanking is okay? Is it against Jesus or is it for Jesus? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. You can even change the topic. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. And remember, we need you to go right now to vote.freetalklive.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Did a little Google search of the prick.
Yeah, well.
For spanking. And you, no, spanking.
That doesn't. Yeah, the Google search is for spanking.
I had to add the word kids to find what I was looking for. Because knowing the internet,
yeah,
you can imagine what I found.
It wasn't good, I'm sure.
No, it was quite disturbing. 1-800-259-9231. But if you're spanking consenting adults, I got no problem with that. If you are consenting to be spanked, by all means, have at it. You can do it with whips and chains and all the other things I saw on that website that I just went to. Yeah. Yeah, so vote.freetalklive.com. That's where we're pushing tonight, man. Vote.freetalklive.com. You go there. You just type in your email address.
Mm-hmm.
You click vote now. They send you an email. It's a confirmation email. You open that email. You click the link inside. You're done. That's it. Takes you less than a minute to register your vote for Free Talk Live, and it makes a huge difference for us because we can stay number one on the charts throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get publicity. Free publicity. Like manna from heaven just raining down on us.
Mm-hmm.
And that means more listeners, and that means more Free Talk Live on in more markets, and means Free Talk Live will be around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Which is good. Because we want that. Because there's no other show doing this.
Yeah, we're not like all those old guys that have radio shows.
No.
We could live a lot longer.
Yeah, exactly. So 800-259-8231, of course, freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of good free stuff on there for you. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. So talking about spanking your kids. And what brought this up was an ABC report about, well, are you a good Christian if you spank your kids, or are you a good Christian for not spanking your kids? Because as you put forth before, Manwich, there are so many different garden varieties of Christianity out there that they don't all quite get along with one another. They don't all necessarily agree. In fact, there may be spanking advocates and anti-spanking advocates all going to the same church.
Yeah.
And they all believe that the Bible backs their position up. Because everybody can pull a quote from the Bible that supports their position. You could probably find a quote supporting murder in the Bible.
I think that there are many child rearing experts out there that advocate spanking. I mean, that would be where I would look, not the Bible. I mean, I would be looking at, you know, the experts.
But all
now,
of the experts, because the psychologists that have done tests, have found that it damages children to spank.
I disagree
them.
That all of them have.
Not all of them.
I disagree that even most of them have.
But I've actually seen some of the studies. But have you? Have you seen it?
When I've done my research on spanking, I found that there are people that support it and those that don't.
I was looking throughout the internet here about spanking, and I found a page that asked the question: well, why do people spank their kids? And of course, it has some kind of traditional spanking quotes to start out the page, like. But I turned out okay, and I was spanked. That's what you say, right, Manwich?
Sure.
Right. My grandfather spanked his kids, and they aren't murderers. These kids these days, what they need is a good spanking. Kids need to know if they do something wrong, there are consequences. They need to respect their parents. I've tried everything else, and nothing works. We've heard that one a million times on this show.
I think that they need to know that there are consequences, and I think that they've tried other things, and the other things don't work. I think both of those are true.
A quick spanking and they get the point. Just a couple taps and they're right in line. Well, according to this site, people spank their kids for a variety of reasons, including anger, fear, guilt, disappointment, frustration, control, issues, and just out of habit. So let's get into some of this because it's interesting.
Okay.
Anger. Let's see. Anger. Can you imagine the terror a child must feel when someone is threatening them, attacking them? Can you imagine what a child feels wondering when the next episode will be, when they'll be spanked again?
I think they have a pretty good idea. The little heathens, when they get way out of line, they get warned. Mm-hmm. It's not like they don't know. Mm-hmm. When is the next episode going to happen? Please. What is going on here? The little hellions know exactly how far to push it before they get spanked.
I just wonder how many parents don't use it as a last resort.
I'm sure there's plenty of them that do.
I wonder how many parents are doing it out of habit, like this says. You know, our grandparents spanked, our parents spanked. It's what we know. It's the way to discipline. Even if we know it's wrong to hit a child, we revert back to it when we're frustrated or angry or feeling guilt or shame. And the site suggests that what you can do if you're feeling this way is to count to 5, 10, or 200, you know, whatever it takes to calm down. Think before you act. Know what your goals are and what you believe in. Be in control. Limit the stresses in your life so you're not overwhelmed and at the end of your rope. Stop the cycle. Give your children new tools to draw from when they become parents. And my parents stopped the cycle. They were all spanked when they were kids. How can you explain that, man? Which is just because I'm not a bad kid? Is it because there's just some bad eggs out there that need to be spanked? Did I need to be spanked and my parents just didn't do the right thing?
I don't think this has anything to do with outcome. I'm talking about right now. You know, the discipline has to do with how the child is acting right now.
There must have been times when I was totally unruly and out of control.
And I'm not saying that you can't do it that way.
Oh, really? So there are other options. Right?
There certainly are other options in
discipline.
So why
wouldn't you want to go with every other option?
Because sometimes you need the option
of spanking. Because you're lazy. Because you're lazy and uncreative. because you're a violent person who gets some sort of sick, twisted, subliminal kick out of hitting his own child.
You know, I'd like to retract all that. I think the fact that you didn't get spanked is probably the reason you turned out the way you did.
1-800-2... you mean an anti-authoritarian?
Just a big prick.
I think I'd be a lot more angry at authority if I was spanked. 800-2...
I think you got away with too much.
9231, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about spanking your kids? It's your show. You take control. Free Talk Live. And don't forget to go vote for us. It's free. It's easy. Vote.freetalklive.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. The calls now start rolling in the last segment of the program. Of course, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com and help us stay number one in the podcasting ranks. Tell all your friends to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Help us out. Because Free Talk Live is number one, we stay around for a long, long time, because publicity is good, Manwich. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we don't even need to give out the numbers, because we got a couple calls on the line, and hopefully we'll get to both of them. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Just wanted to bring the spanking issue back to a liberty issue.
Yes.
Because I think this is part of what you're having an issue with. You know, what exactly do children have liberty for and about, and what do their parents have? And I think, Ian, you'd say that the first thing that a child has the responsibility for is their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And so spanking is something that you see as going against that liberty, that the first liberty that they get. You know, mm-hmm. You're not going to give a child a gun. You're not going to have them responsible for property, but, you know, the first thing they're going to be responsible for is running their own life.
Okay.
But I think also, because it's a Christian issue, it seems like you're, you know, this is something that you feel very strongly about, because you quite often feel strongly about what's happening with Christian issues.
No, actually, that's just an interesting spin on the show on the issue for tonight. All the other times we've covered spanking, religion hasn't really ever entered the picture. I just have a problem with it because you're being violent towards children, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah, well, I think it comes down to, within the libertarian movement, the divide over abortion, because there are people that feel that you have a right to life before you're born.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think spanking is the an extension of that issue. There was discussion on the Free State boards about, you know, do you have a complete right to do whatever you want to your kids, which I would find abhorrent.
Oh, no, no way. Absolutely.
I think kids have
rights just like anyone else. Chris, great call. Thank you. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Lloyd in Connecticut. Try to fit you in here, Lloyd. You're on Free Talk Live with Nina Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Lloyd.
Yeah. I come from a house where there's a lot of spanking going on, right?
Okay.
And, you know, to me, it's violence, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think a lot of people don't understand, like, to the degree when to stop spanking, if they do start spanking, right? And, you know, they use it as an excuse for everything to control. And
yeah.
a lot of times, in the long run, they pay for it. They kind of, everybody in the family has paid for this, you know?
How do you feel like you've paid for it, Lloyd?
I think it's really made me leery about families.
Really?
I helped some friends of mine bring up their family, and I've stepped in when I thought, you know, things were getting out of hand, and I said, oh, this doesn't work. And it's been, you know, basically no
You've
spanking.
Stopped them from spanking, is what you're saying?
In a sense, yes.
So you don't feel it did you any good as a kid, Lloyd?
Right, because I can have, you know, the kids can eat out of my hand, and I never have to thank them there. If I'm in the store with them, they never say it.
I just think that it's a hallmark of an uncreative parent that, you know, there are other options out there, but they're just too lazy to think of them.
Right, there's you have to put time in order to, yeah, you know, get what you want.
Agreed completely. Lloyd, great call. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. Why am I giving that number out? We're done. We're done for tonight. Manwich, go spank your cat when you get home.
Meow!
All right. We're coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
I don't hit my cat.
Join us then. What if it gets out of line?
And if it bites me, then he gets corrected.
Join us tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, and, of course, online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to vote.freetalklive.com as well. See you tomorrow night.
If you're talking...